Good evening, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman talking to you Tuesday evening. Hopefully everybody is doing well. I just want to go over the Monday night game, recap if there's any viable fantasy pickups and just basically stats of the game. Kirk Cousins looked actually pretty good last night. 292 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I guess you can stream him, but be extremely cautious with the matchup. Dalvin Cook, another good game. 30 carries for 96 yards, no touchdowns, and four receptions for 16 yards. No touchdowns. Still not a bad game. Definitely the best game for a Viking was Justin Jefferson. 8 catches for 135 yards. He's a very good rookie. Adam Thielen, 4 catches, 43 yards, but 2 of those catches were touchdowns. If you need a defense, I guess the Vikings defense is starting to get a little bit better and I think in play now for the upcoming weeks. The Bears offense, not much. Foles had 106 yards, one interception. I believe he got hurt. The running back, Cordell Patterson, who's not even a running back. 12 carries, 30 yards. I believe he had 2 catches for 19 yards. And their only touchdown was a kick return for a touchdown. So the Bears defense actually got some points last night. This Ryan Nall was definitely not in the offense. 1 carry for zero yards, and I think he had a catch. Darnell Mooney did nothing either. 2 catches, 3 yards. Not great. Allen Robinson, if he had a better quarterback, I think he'd be a better receiver. 6 catches for 43 yards, but he's still definitely playable. So Nall is definitely not a pickup. Cousins, if somebody's on a bye or somebody's injured, maybe. Definitely no. I would say just Allen Robinson's the only bear that I would play in fantasy. Not even the tight end commit. They need a different offensive coordinator or something. They just didn't. I know their starting running back was out, but he hasn't been doing that great either, Montgomery. So. The Bears started off 5-1, and I think they lost 4 straight games. So anyway, that's the Monday night recap. I didn't stay up to watch the game, but hopefully everybody won this week. I didn't have a good week myself. I think I lost all 3 leagues, but keep trying. So I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll probably be doing waiver wire pickups. So enjoy the rest of your night. Goodbye. Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here on a Wednesday morning. I want to talk a little bit about must-ads for Week 11. Week 11 is a very important week in fantasy football. As you make your push for the playoffs, there's only 3 more weeks left. So whoever you pick up now, it's possibly get you a win or two, get you in the playoffs. So I got a few names here that I've been looking at, researching. Hopefully you agree. Hopefully you can pick some of these players up. I have picked up a couple of these players. First obvious one is Jameis Winston with Drew Brees hurt. I believe he's going to be in the flow, and the Saints do have a pretty good offense with Kamara and Thomas. So I definitely would be picking him up if you're short at quarterback or if you're a Drew Brees owner. Next player is Tua on the Dolphins. He hasn't been playing too bad so far. I think he gets the Broncos this week, and I don't think they're that great on defense, so probably can get a touchdown or two. Another quarterback I have, a sneaky play or a sneaky pickup, Alex Smith. I know the name's not too sexy, but he did throw for 400 yards last week, and I believe he has the Bengals. So I don't think it's too bad a matchup. They might actually even win the game, the Washington football team. Next player is Kalen Ballage, Chargers. He actually didn't have a bad game last week. And with Justin Jackson out and on the IR and Joshua Kelly not relevant right now, Kalen Ballage is probably a good play. My next ad is this player I actually added in 2 of my leagues. Salvin Ahmad on the Miami Dolphins. I don't care if even Matt Breida comes back. He had a pretty decent rushing game and caught pass or two. The Dolphins offense seems to be playing pretty well. So I would pick him up, and I would actually even play Salvin Ahmad as a running back three or a flex in a 12-team league, possibly even a 10-team league I would play him. My next running back would be Nyheim Hines. I'm not sure if he's still out there on the Colts, but he seems to be the main back. I was big on Jonathan Taylor all year, but it just hasn't. He's just not getting utilized enough, so I believe Nyheim Hines does get most of the rushing attempts and also gets quite a bit of receiving work too. And he had a couple touchdowns last week, so I think he's the number one back. I think he's the back to own for the Indianapolis Colts. Next player I got is like a handcuff, but he's starting to get standalone value himself. Devontae Booker. I know he had a couple touchdowns in garbage time last week, but he's actually insurance for Josh Jacobs. I actually have Josh Jacobs on my league. I'm thinking about picking him up just in case. But he hasn't been too bad so far. I probably can get some garbage time this week. Next player is a wide receiver. New England Patriots. Jacoby Myers, he seems to be the number one guy, getting most of the targets with the Patriots. But he seems to be Cam Newton's favorite target right now, so I would definitely be picking him up. Next wide receiver, Michael Pittman Jr., Indianapolis Colts. I believe he's the number one receiver. I think T.Y. Hilton, sad to say, I think he's lost a step. I don't think he scored a touchdown all year. I believe Rivers is starting to look towards Michael Pittman. Their tight end crew is not that great, so I think he would be the number one receiving option on the Colts. I got a couple tight ends here. Kyle Rudolph actually didn't play bad on Monday night with Irv Smith out. I guess somebody has to catch passes on the tight end slot, and I guess it's going to be Kyle Rudolph. So not a bad pickup. My next tight end I like a little better than Rudolph, Logan Thomas. He's been seems to be getting at least six targets a game. And like I said, they are playing against Cincinnati. I would definitely pick him up. I would definitely be playing him. I probably would be playing him over a couple tight ends that I have. Juju Smith and Noah Fant with the injury situation with Denver. I don't think I'd be playing Fant this week. I actually have another New England player. Running back Rex Burkhead. He seems to be getting some of the passing work. I think he's ahead now on the depth chart of James White, and he's actually getting some rushing attempts, him and Damian Harris. So if he's available, I guess he's not a bad pickup. You never really know for sure with the Patriots backfield with Belichick, but not a bad option. Wide receiver next, Josh Reynolds on the Rams. I know he's like the third wide receiver, but last week he had 10 catches. You know, something's wrong with Bobby Trees or Cooper Kupp. I guess he's next in line. He's not a bad play. A couple more wide receivers. Jakeem Grant on the Dolphins. Well, with Preston Williams out now on the IR, I guess he could be the number two receiver on the team with Devontae Parker. And he did have a touchdown last week. So, and I do like Tua. So he might be an option as well. Last wide receiver I have, well, this is on a contingency of Seattle and Tyler Lockett's injury. David Moore, I think he's got a good matchup against the Cardinals. So if he's available, I would pick him up. I don't know if I would start him right away, but I would definitely. He's not the main option, but if the cupboard is bare, as they say, I would pick up a David Moore and just maybe wait a week, see how the Tyler Lockett injury plays out, and then I would pick him up. I guess that's it for some of the ads. I guess I'll talk to you another day. Bye.